A strain of E. coli bacteria resistant to a very important type of antibiotic has been identified for the first time in the United States. The bacteria was discovered when a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman showed up at a local clinic seeking treatment for a urinary tract infection. Samples of the bacteria were tested at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Now, the patient has recovered using a combination of other antibiotics, but her case remains alarming. Why is that? Well, Dr. Barun Mathema teaches epidemiology at Columbia University and joins us now by Skype. Dr. Mathema, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, can you just explain to us exactly what do we know about the particular strain of bacteria that this woman was infected with?
This particular species of bacteria is called E. coli, and E. coli are quite common bacteria that resides in our gut, but then can cause various types of infection, most commonly urinary tract infections, which is what I believe this individual had and was diagnosed with.
And usually E. coli can be treated by a variety of antibiotics, right?
Yes. There's a sort of a whole menu option of antibiotics available to treat E. coli. When I say that with the caveat that as long as the bacteria is susceptible to those various antibiotics.
But it was found out later through a deeper analysis that it had a particular resistance to the antibiotic colistin. Now, why was that significant?
Colistin is often used to treat difficult gram-negative infections. So E. coli would fall into a class of bacteria called gram-negative infections. And the reason this particular event was significant is that the genetic mechanism that confers resistance to colistin is harbored on a plasmid. And a plasmid is essentially sort of a circular form of DNA that resides outside the main DNA of the organism.
And it can be easily transferred to other bacteria.
Exactly. So one of the issues with plasmid-mediated resistance is, one can call it promiscuity of sort of sharing the goods, if you will, but in more sort of technical language is horizontal gene transfer. So
okay.
The plasmid can horizontally transfer to another organism of E. coli or other species that does not have that plasmid.
So this is the reason why medical and public health officials are so concerned, is that if this colistin-resistant bundle of genes were to get into another strain of bacteria or other species, then we could potentially have a superbug, right? Because there are pathogens out there that are resistant to everything but colistin.
Exactly. So therein lies the problem. There has already been reports from a number of different countries, a lot coming out of China at the moment, of what they call carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, or CREs. I think there was some misreporting initially about calling this particular infection a CRE. A CRE organism, an organism that is resistant to carbapenem, which is a very, very effective antibiotic to treat these highly resistant organism, acquires this plasmid that has colistin, you've almost run out of options.
So this is the reason why it seems that Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the CDC, said that he believes we, as a society, are getting closer to, quote, the end of the road for antibiotics. Would you agree with him?
One always needs to try to balance data with trying to not be an alarmist. However, the situation is alarming, and the trends, more importantly, it's the trends that are alarming. You know, if you look back 10 years ago or 20 years ago, what has been going on? There's been a steady and sure rise of resistant and very creative forms of resistant, I must add. So this is a bit of an arms race, if you will. There are three parties at stake here. One would be pharma, who are making the anti-infectives. One are the organisms that are trying to bypass those anti-infectives, and one is the host. And our host, as in people here, we are, as a society, doing much better at keeping people alive and, you know, treating people. But that what that also means is we're also doing a lot more procedures, sometimes heroic procedures, that put people at risk for these infections.
Well, Dr. Barun Mathema is a professor of epidemiology at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Thank you so very much.
Oh, my pleasure.